Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network for giving me this opportunity to bring this show to the public every week, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the show is about Reiki and all things concerning Reiki. Alternative medicine, holistic modalities, personal growth, spiritual growth, metaphysics, intuition, you name it, everything that our beloved Reiki founder, Mikao Usui, was interested in, we are interested in, and we like to bring this to the public every week here on the show. My name is Rose Jimenez. I am the owner and founder of Violet Rose Reiki. It is my Reiki practice here on Long Island. I'm in Nassau County. My number is 516-997-0207. If you'd like to make an appointment for Reiki service, check out my website, www.violetrosereiki.com. You can find Violet Rose Reiki on Facebook, of course. You can also find me on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Google Plus, kind of all over the place. Just Google Violet Rose Reiki if you forget all the other information I just gave you. I also have a page on Facebook called Reiki Ward. Reiki Ward provides 24/7 distance Reiki healing for free. Everyone all over the globe. All you need to do is go to the page Reiki Ward, W-A-R-D, and post your healing request. The healing request can be for yourself, a family member, a friend. Can also be for an animal. Whatever your healing request is that you need, that you would like us to send Reiki to, we will be glad to do so. The number here in the studio, if you'd like to call in, is area code 347-677-0699. I'd love it if we got a couple of calls because Lorraine is wonderful. If you don't know, Lorraine Rekia is an author. She's an angel advocate, communicator, and intuitive reader. I myself have had two readings from Lorraine over the years, and she's absolutely wonderful. So I highly recommend her. Her website is www.angelreader.com, and you can also find Lorraine on Facebook when she gets here, when we talk to her tonight. I'm going to ask her if she's on all the other crazy social media, as I am. Hard to keep up with, but we'll check on her in a little bit. Let's see. I'm going to see who we have here. Area code 207, you're on with Rose of Violet Reiki Radio.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, and who am I speaking to?
My name is Rolina.
Hi, Rolina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you have a question, I am assuming, yes?
Yes, I do. I do.
All right. So what I'm going to do for now, I don't think Lorraine is here just yet. I asked her to call in about 5 minutes after the show starts so I can get rid of all the administrative stuff. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we will get to you just as soon as Lorraine gets here. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hang in there. Good evening, 480. You're on with Rose of Violet Reiki Radio.
Yeah, good evening, Rose. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Who am I speaking with?
This is Shruti.
Hi, Shruti.
And I wanted to, first of all, thank you for your sharing your wonderful gifts of Reiki. You had mentioned that you offer your gifts freely. For prayers request and healing request. So thank you for doing that. That's really wonderful.
Yes, on Reiki Ward. Yeah, it's totally free. And anyone can post there. As I said, it's a Facebook page. And anyone who'd like to, you can just go over there and request whatever healing they need. And it doesn't just have to be once. You know, as many times as you need healing or someone you know needs healing, feel free.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I'm just gonna put you on hold while I go get Lorraine because I see the number.
Yes.
I will be right back with you, Ruthie. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hang in there. Good evening, 631. Is this Lorraine?
This is Lorraine. Hi.
Hi, Lorraine.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. I was listening to the whole beginning of the show.
Okay. Yeah, I like I said, I have to get the administrative stuff out first. Otherwise, you know, we get so enraptured in the show sometimes, I forget to leave out, you know, the very important information, my information, your information.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We already have two callers on the line here.
Oh, great.
Oh, I'm... I think what I'll do is we'll just, you know, start taking the call and it'll just flow because
okay.
I'm sure the person who's calling in wants to know a little about you, and so we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
Let me go get Ruthie. Hi, Ruthie. I'm sorry, Rolina. I apologize. Rolina, you're on with Lorraine and Rose now.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi there.
We're great. What can we do for you?
Okay. My question is a relationship question.
Okay.
I'm wondering if a certain person is for my highest good. Can I say his name, his first name?
Sure.
His first name is Robert. It's his... but he goes by Bob.
Okay. How long have you known him?
Oh, gosh. Probably 5 years.
Okay. And what is your birthday?
12-24-61.
12-24. And can you spell your name? Ro?
R-O-L-I-N-A.
Okay. All right, let's see. Robert, let's see. So this is a romantic relationship you're in?
No, I'm not. I was in it, but he goes by the name of Bob.
Okay. I guess that there's an attraction, but
mm-hmm.
I also get that financial issues are a factor in this. In this possible couple, are you working or is he working or is somebody out of work?
Well, last I knew, I'm working. Last I knew, he was working.
Okay. Somebody's finances, the finances, you know how we usually attract a match, some kind of a match magnetically. Usually people date within the same financial bracket, give or take, okay? For some reason, somebody is not up to par, or it feels like there's just not a match here, or somebody's not feeling like they're a match. Somebody wants to make more money, and when the money is being made, then maybe they'll have time for a relationship. Does that feel like anything he might be thinking about?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
On his part?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Are you making more money than him by any chance?
Hopefully I will be in the future.
Hmm.
I'm in the process of starting my own business plus working my regular job.
Okay.
But he doesn't know this.
Okay. But it feels like a positive match, you know. I mean, the attraction is there. The attraction feels good. Robert feels emotional to me and doesn't really talk about his feelings too much right away anyway. He tends to just hold them back a little bit. But how are you going to proceed with this? In other words, do you see him? Has he asked you out? Like, what's going on?
Well, we dated a couple of different times. I haven't, to be honest, I haven't talked to him in 2 years.
Okay. All right. No, but I wasn't seeing anything for this year. This is a hard year, it feels like, for you. This is like a year where you're kind of going to be single for most of it. But what would make you ask about someone that you haven't seen in 2 years? And there's no communication between the two of you?
Well, I guess because I still think of him.
So are you doing anything because you're thinking of him? Or, you know, have you thought of sending him a note or a text or a call?
No, because I strongly believe that if he has any feelings towards me, that he'll make the effort.
I'm sorry, ladies. I'm gonna have to be the heavy here because we are on a time schedule and my queue is filling up.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So, Rolina, if you'd like to have a full reading done by Lorraine, by all means, contact her on Facebook or you can reach her at www.angelreader.com. Correct, Lorraine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Angelreader.com.
Angelreader.com. I'm going to have to go on to the next person.
It's a long one. It's archangelreader.com.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's archangelreader.com.
You know, Rolina, just to end off, work on your business, get it going. I would let these thoughts about him go and move forward. The financial probably has to do with you since you're starting to get a business off the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's
I agree.
That's my gut. And good luck. And there's a lot going on that's coming in the next 2 or 3 years. You know, when you finish up this phase of your life, it'll be fine. Let him go. Let it go.
And I'm going to mute your microphone, Rolina.
Okay,
if you want to continue to listen, go right ahead. And maybe we'll get you at the end or something. Okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me go here to Ruthie. Hi, Ruthie. You're on the air with Lorraine and Rose.
Hi, Ruthie.
Ruthie? Okay. We lost one.
It happens.
Okay. Let's see.
I know.
Hi, 786. You're on the air with Rose and Lorraine.
Hi. Am I the next one?
Yes. Yeah. Dear, your name?
Oh, hi. This is Cammie.
Hi, Cammie.
First off, I want to say thank you for sharing your gift with us and for doing this radio. This radio show, it's really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I guess my question is also a relationship question. My husband and I are going through a rough patch right now. We live overseas, but I had to come back to the States to take care of some personal issues, and it's taken a little longer than I thought it would, and his reaction is that I'm just staying here because I don't want to go back, and it's just escalated into a big debacle, and I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do. Do you have any insight on what's going on?
What I'm getting from him is he's feeling deprived. So it's just like he just wants it how he wants it right now. He wants you with him.
Yes, and I'm ready to go back soon. So it's just surprised me at all of the drama that was made just because, we've always had, it's been a learning experience for both of us, learning to communicate, being from two different countries. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know. Should I continue on this path in making a life with him?
What is your birthday?
Because November 2nd.
Okay.
Maybe he's just looking for more attention.
That's
maybe
what it feels like.
You're not as attentive as you were. So maybe you should kind of switch gears and make it like your first dating again.
Definitely
while you're going
when I get back there.
Yeah. But a text, a call, an email, something.
Pardon me, say that again?
I said even, I realize like you said when you get back there, but maybe even just with a text or a call or an email, some kind of attention while you two are physically apart in different locations.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. We exchange messages every day, but it's just he's, in the last few days, he's been ignoring my messages, and I just don't understand.
Can you tell me
drama.
What his birthday is, please?
December 12th.
He's December 12th, okay, and you're November 2nd.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you known him?
December 10th. December 10th.
Oh,
December
10th. Okay.
Yes, my apologies.
That's okay. 2, 3, 4. How long have you known him?
Been 3 years now.
All right, because it's so interesting because you asked me what do you think if you should, continue on this path with him. That's a question that really needs to be looked at by you, for you even to pose that to me. Are you in love with him?
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I have always felt this, but just, it just escalated in the last few days to where he's now of the mind that, he basically said, well, don't come back because I've stayed away so long, which has only been a few months. Mm-hmm. And it's just blowing my mind. I don't know.
Well,
so
I
thought perhaps you had some insight. And of course, I understand. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, I know that you really love to be a couple. I mean, you need harmony in your life. That's your battle cry you like when it goes smooth. He's having stomach problems over this, though. He's really, he holds his stress in his gut, like digestion and whatnot. So I think you have to confront why in the world he got so angry at you for you coming here to take care of some kind of business. But I'm hearing in my head to tell you to be brave, that you need to be brave. They're also saying that he needs to learn how to have more courage and be brave. So it looks like some kind of counseling or something should go on with the two of you when you do get back, and you need to have a real serious talk because it's really hard to grow old with somebody that's going to do this to you throughout your life.
Yes, I totally agree. And that's exactly, that's a great insight. Thank you.
I mean, he's in a year. He's in a year where he just wants you there very much. For some reason, this year he's being a little needy. It's going to subside a little next year. That's going to change. But this year, he's feeling lonely. It's just a thing that he's going through. Maybe he'll talk to you when you see him.
Okay, and thank you for your support and telling me to be brave, because that's pretty much what I needed to hear.
You really need to, that's what I'm hearing strong in my head for you, just to be brave, yeah. I wouldn't throw this away just yet, yeah.
It's like you right now you're charged with being the rock for both of you, but it'll shift eventually and that'll balance out. Just hang in there, girl.
Okay.
Thank
you.
All right,
Kenny,
thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's hard. Yeah. 631, you're on with Lorraine and Rose. Hello? Area code 631? Okay, I have a question here, but maybe you didn't have a question. I'm just going to put you back on hold. Okay. Let's see. We have another caller. Hi, area code 111. You're on with Rose and Lorraine. Okay, either I'm losing my mind or my switchboard is crazy, but...
It's funny, I can hear something, but it feels like they walked away from the phone.
Yeah, I don't know, because, they give us a little question mark here. If a person has a question, they usually, I see a question mark. If they don't have a question, then I just see the number and they're just listening, and I'm losing my mind. But anyway... Lorraine, it's so good to have you here.
Thanks.
And I want to ask you, how did this whole thing with angels begin with you?
Well, it goes back to, I guess, around the mid-90s when I had an experience with Archangel Michael first and Archangel Raphael, the two of them. Those are the first two angels that I met. And after I met them and had my experience with them, then I just started studying about angels and reading about them and trying to figure out, what exactly they do and what I'm supposed to do with the fact that I can see them now and I'm having experiences with them now. I wasn't really sure what to make of it. I could remember, I thought, oh, wow, maybe I'm supposed to sit with the dying, and I went off to hospice and I did that for a while. Because I wasn't really sure what to do with it. And then, luckily, I was able to just read energy. I started to read energy really well. And then it just, I just applied it to my counseling. And then it just, took over full time. And I do readings all the time now, more than anything.
And when did this occur? This was after an accident or something?
It wasn't an accident. It was a life change. It was definitely a life change, a big shift. There was a divorce. There was a move. There was a job change. There was just a lot going on. And I was praying all the time. And the praying really helped me. It was like being very, very thirsty. And somebody gave me a big glass of water, like gallons of water. And I would just drink and drink and drink. And it was quenching me. And the prayers were quenching my spirit. So I was talking about prayer with people that were having a hard time, because no matter where you go, somebody has a problem to tell you about or a story. I'm the type of person where people will look at me and tell me their problems, and I'm sure that happens to you too. Anyone in the healing profession, it's like we have like this invisible sign on us, and people will just tell us.
Talk to me, I'm here for you.
exactly. So one night I had gone out and spoken to someone about prayer, a complete stranger. He was in a real, real mess emotionally. And then that night when I came home, I was visited by the two of them, and they worked on my body, and they did a healing on me. And it was just great. It was like saying, thank you, thank you. Yes, continue to talk about prayer with people, because it works. It's really amazing.
It does work. It's the energy that does it. People, unless they experience it for themselves, and most people are either too doubting to do it or too afraid to do it or too skeptical. I don't know what it is, but it's like the day that I connected to Source, that, and it's always during a traumatic point in your life because I was going through my divorce. And remember my counselor saying at the time, my therapist, we just wanted someone to love you. And that was the God's honest truth. Mm-hmm. And now here's a person who I thought had loved me, you know, and now he's gone. And I'm sitting here in my office one day like, no one loves me. Oh, God. Oh, please, God, no one loves me. And I swear, all of a sudden, I just felt this beautiful, undescribable, loving, peaceful, compassionate energy surrounds me.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this is it. This is God. This is Source. This is it. God loves me. And from that moment on, it was like, I don't need anybody else. I mean, I don't mean it in a, you know, flippant way, but it's like, hey,
right.
God loves me. And if God loves me, then all of a sudden my self-esteem came right up off the floor. I can love me.
Sure.
And
yes.
What a mind-blowing experience. And I really wish that everyone who, you know, doubts themselves or doubts that they're lovable and has low self-esteem and just can't embrace themselves and love themselves has that experience. It's amazing.
That's amazing. And you were right. You realize you don't need anyone. And then that's when someone comes and you can enjoy the relationship and the gift of the relationship or someone.
Well, right, but, because we're all looking for, and if you do the counseling as I do the counseling, and a lot of times the first thing a woman is going to ask you, when am I getting married? When am I going to be in a relationship? When is he coming? And it's like, now I've gotten to the point where I say to people, well, answer me this. Do you love you unconditionally and completely? Mm-hmm. And they think like, So it's like when you get to that point where you love yourself so much, it doesn't matter if anyone else loves you, the other person is going to come in your life because a partner is not to be someone to give you love, to fill the void. It's love is something to share. It's not to be given and taken. It's to share.
And also, if they keep coming to me asking me when, it's never going to happen until they stop asking.
Exactly.
Because they're just in the wrong energy, and it's just so sad because they're forlorn. And you're not going to attract anyone with that energy. You're going to attract somebody pitiful, maybe, but no one that's going to be good for you.
Exactly. I have another call here. Let's see if there's a person at the end of this. Good evening, 631. You're on with Lorraine and Rose.
Yes, hello.
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 Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I just didn't know how this works. It's weird. I'm like waiting for a call to say, okay, you're on the air or something.
Okay. Well, I said 631, you're on the air.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's me or somebody else. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because no names pop up. But I didn't
So I'm like, okay.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw the ad on Facebook this morning for the show, so thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What is your name, honey?
Excuse me?
What's your name?
Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I had spoken to Lorraine a long time ago when she had your show on TV. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
So, yeah. So I follow you on Facebook and everything.
Oh, how nice. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and I just wanted to know if there was anything that you could see for me right now that would help me out in my decisions that I have to make.
What is your birthday, Deborah?
5/13/54.
Okay. 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 You have a lot of inner work going on this year, too, and I'm feeling for you that you just need to... self-control. Do you know what I'm saying? Like balance and self-control and to follow the intuition inside of you is really important at this time for you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, hang on. I just want to check out something else here. How is your stomach, by the way? Are you okay with your digestion?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know, it is.
No, that
yeah.
I always see the seat of...
I've been trying to eat a little bit healthier and stuff.
Okay. All right. There's somebody around you that could help you, somebody that you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know their name, but if you think of them, you need to reach out to them for them to help you. In other words, make the call or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But are you thinking about making a lot of changes down the road? Because
I
see in a couple of years major changes. I see a move.
Really?
I see everything shifting.
Okay.
But right now you have to get your inside in order and stay really calm, and maybe try meditation, or if you can't meditate, just try relaxing with breath and going outside, staying outside in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about you getting in touch with that inner voice, and that voice is going to tell you what to do.
Okay.
It's going to totally tell you what to do. And they're saying that real loud in my head.
Yeah, well, I go and sit by the beach when I can now and stuff every once in a while, too. So,
where are you thinking of moving?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Just out of the apartment that I'm in.
Right. Okay. Let's see a little more.
But financial is kind of rough right now.
Right, but that's where the person is going to come in. There's somebody that does want to help you, and if you just sit quietly, and it'll be the first person that comes to your head, because you know who it is, and just ask. And either they're going to know someone, or what's going on with your love life? Anything?
Yes.
There's something around your marriage. Something is circling around your marriage.
Well,
what's going on?
It hasn't ended quite yet. And
okay.
There's some problems there, but I do have somebody else in my life.
All right. I do see all of that being taken care of in the next couple of years. You know, it's always a process.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the process, we just have to adjust to it. It doesn't happen so quickly, but it's all going to be taken care of.
Okay.
It's all going to work out for you.
It's all going to work out good?
It really is. Yes, it will. It's going
to
work out good.
Good. I thought so. I was hoping so. And this person that I'm involved with, is there anything that you can tell me that you see there?
Do you know his birthday?
Yeah. It's August 22nd, 53.
Okay. Is he musical?
Well, he sings to me all the time on the phone.
Yeah, he likes music. Music is very good for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we used to listen to a lot of music together and everything, yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like his church. You know, for him, it's like he connects with Source when he hears music. But, all right. What was the year? 19 what?
53.
Okay. Let's just check on him. What's his first initial?
R.
If you don't want to give the name R. Another R. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We've been quite involved, so.
Okay.
Living together and stuff, so.
For him, does he know a lot of people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I'm just getting a sense of community around him.
Mm-hmm.
But there's somebody close to him that he has to watch out for.
Really?
Just somebody is wearing a mask, I want to say, or could be deceiving him. So he just has to be careful about that. I mean, when did you meet him?
Oh, I've known him all my life.
Oh, good. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
This is a good year for him.
Our lives took a different path, that's all.
Next year, you know, it might get very, very serious next year with him. Is it serious now, or?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. Well, you know.
Like I said, there's a few issues and everything, but we have been together and everything, so we're just trying to figure out if we're going to continue living together or how it's going to work out.
Okay, let me just see one more thing here. All right. Wow. Who is deceiving? Who's the deceptive one? Is this your ex-husband or somebody you're trying to get away from?
Could be.
Okay. Well, are there any red flags about this guy that you're going out with now?
No, not really. What do you mean red
flags? They're saying in my head that you need to free yourself from someone that is really false.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be your ex-husband. Was he mm-hmm. that way?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. You need to
yeah,
free yourself.
Yeah, he's writing a lot of things down that, you know, that you don't know about and stuff, yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, this is just the nature of the beast. This is just who he is. But
mm-hmm.
you need to take control back of your life. It's really
right.
important. And
mm-hmm.
before you even focus on this other relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
enjoy it, but really work on your relationship. I think that's
mm-hmm.
number one here. And whoever
right.
is around to enjoy you when you're all fulfilled, you know, when you've brought yourself back to center, whoever's around, it's going to be just fine. And if it's this guy that's still with you here, Mr. A22, you know, that's not, he's not, it's not a bad deal. I like him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I do too.
I like him.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that. It's just, like I said, I do. I have a few obstacles that I have to overcome, and hopefully it will all work out that we will be staying together and everything.
Yeah, just like if you've listened to what Rose and I were talking about
mm-hmm.
prayer, just pray for the highest outcome in the relationship
mm-hmm.
and just pray, you know, pray for it.
Oh,
and leave names out so you just kind of remove the control factor
mm-hmm.
and just thank, you know, just pray for and thank God for the loving relationship that you're in.
Right.
You
oh, we
know,
talk
and
every day and stuff. Like I said, he has lived here with me, stayed
right.
with me.
Right.
Yeah, and just be brave enough to, once you say that prayer, just be brave enough to release it. Release it to
okay.
God and just trust.
Okay.
And just let it go. Put it out of your mind. Don't even think about it after that.
Right. Okay.
Just know it'll be fine. It'll be for your best.
Oh, great. Thanks. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
That is so
yeah,
good.
And I'm glad you're releasing someone that's not working for you at all.
Oh, yeah. It's,
you know,
it's been a long time, yeah. We've
yeah.
been separated for a long
well,
time.
Well, you know, it happens when it's supposed to,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
The thing is he wants me to walk with nothing, and I can't do that.
Well, that's what
yeah.
lawyers are for, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's out of your hands there. Yeah. That's, you know, that's what you have to do. Do you have children, Deborah?
Well, yeah, but they're older. They're in their 20s.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
And my latest prayer has been for the past couple of years, it's not about what I want. It's
mm-hmm.
not about what the other person wants or anybody else wants.
Mm-hmm.
It is about what is to be. God, it's about
right.
what is to be, and I release the outcome to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
it's been working out fine since.
Okay.
Ever since I started saying that mantra, that prayer, things
right.
are just really
what
flowing
will,
along.
What will
so.
Be, will be.
Well,
exactly.
you know, Deborah, I'm hearing trust for you. Just trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The outcome is going to be okay. It's going to be good. Don't get involved in the tedious drama that he wants to. He's like on stage, this man,
yeah.
you know. He's
mm-hmm.
really, he's wearing a whole costume.
Mm-hmm.
He's just playing out a role, and
right.
just don't get involved in it. But just
okay.
this ain't to trust, and you're in good hands. You know, you've got a lot of support in the spirit world around you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I mean, all of my sisters and everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have your back, you know.
Oh, good. that puts my mind at ease. Thank you so much.
Good.
God bless you. Good luck, Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you
all
for
right.
your show.
Take care, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bless
bye.
Okay, let's see. Good evening, area code 801. You're on with Rose and Lorraine.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi,
how
Sarah.
Are you?
Good. I actually have an angel question. When I was very young, I had this experience, and I'm still not sure who it was that I saw or if it was a spirit guide. I haven't seen him since, but I still, like, it is there.
Do you do any writing, Sarah?
Yeah, I used to quite a bit.
Well, it feels like Archangel Gabriel, and that's the angel of communication through the arts. And for some reason, I just felt writing around you, and it was probably most likely. I'm feeling it was Archangel Gabriel.
Okay, because I remember he was blonde, and everything
mm-hmm.
I like read about it. says that, like Raphael was one. And I've been a healer, a massage therapist for the last almost 18 years. So I thought it was him, and I thought, I don't know. So it was just.
But you know, just because you saw that one angel that day doesn't mean that. I'm sensing it was Archangel Gabriel just trying to promote your writing for you. It doesn't mean that Raphael and Archangel Michael aren't there too. You know, they're there probably every day with you. They're all there, you know. So I really feel you have a very close tie with the angelic realm. It would not surprise me if, I mean, they're all in your life.
Oh, that's great.
So read about them, learn about them so that you can talk with them. And I know Archangel Michael is with you too. And he happens to be blonde, but I feel that one that you saw was a muse, and that's Gabrielle.
Oh, interesting. And then, what's the best way to communicate or to have communication?
Just talk with them. Sometimes, you know, you can talk out loud. You can talk in your head. They'll hear you. I love talking out loud if I'm alone in the house, you know.
Oh, boy, I'm famous for that. One night I was in the car and I was lost. And I'm like, okay, guys, everybody listen up. I need help and I need it now. And I swear it was like, somebody else took a hold of the wheel, and I made it to my appointment on time because the angels drove the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sarah, are you experiencing boredom? Are you a little bored?
I think what I'm doing is just trying to bring some more things into my life. It's not that I'm bored. It's just I feel like I'm stuck, maybe.
Right. Okay. You have to make priorities for yourself. You kind of like have to set up things to do in a day that are creative. That'll knock you out of that stuck feeling. Just connect with that master teacher. You know, somebody or an angel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and I would start writing because there's something in there that needs to come out of you that'll come out on paper.
Okay.
It'll be both healing and very telling. It'll be very, you know, it'll be very wise what comes out of you.
I'm all looking forward to that. That would be wonderful. That would be great.
Enjoy, Sarah. They have you. They are cuddling you with their wings. They really are.
Well, what's crazy too is I had a Reiki session, my very first one after doing it for so long, and I actually had this amazing vision of me and my mom and my aunt and my cousin who were all in this car accident when we were very young, and it was the first time I realized that, you know, I visioned a scenario. My cousin ended up dying, but just the imprint of there, and I saw, and I believe what I saw in this when she took me back there just to help release some of, you know, the blocks and stuff like that. But I believe what I saw. It was so real. So I'm just opening myself up to this, you know, more where I'm more of a physical person. Mm-hmm. Having this energetic part of me is. It's new. It's scary too. So it's good to hear some direction with writing. I like that. That's safe.
Yeah, and just take it slow, baby steps, and it won't be scary. They won't deliver anything to you that you're not ready for. Believe me, when it comes, it means you're ready for it, and it won't stop. So there's no rush. You have your whole life and then some for it to go on and on. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm all for that.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Enjoy.
Good. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Hello. I think I lost someone. No. Area code 216. Are you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi. Who's
Hello? Hi. My name is Sherry. How are you this evening?
Hi, Sherry, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You got a question for Lorraine?
I do have a question for you, Lorraine, this evening, okay?
Sure.
It's a career question, is that okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm looking for employment, and I've been looking for 3 months. I'm on my fourth month now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have three interviews that went on last week. I got a follow-up on one of them, and I just wondered when you see me getting a job or who's going to hire me or, you know, something around that. How's that?
What is your birthday?
September 1st,
okay.
1965.
September 1st.
And you can tell I'm just, oh, I'm just, I got to relax. I'm just, my mind is going a mile a minute.
Well, yeah, you really do. And it's making you very tired. Because
yeah, I know. When you think too much and worry, it, I know.
Yeah,
it
yeah. It's you. Almost like you're exhausted. And you need to celebrate and have bring more joy into your life and really connect with fun and not worry so much. I know that money is an issue this year for you especially. But what was the second interview with
I know.
The second one?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
The second, that's so funny that you picked up on it. The first one, the second one is the one that I really liked.
Okay.
The woman was very nice.
Right.
But the travel is a little farther than what I wanted, but you know what? I would
mm-hmm.
take it.
Yeah.
I followed up with her. She said I would hear back from her either this week or after Easter. You know what I'm saying? For second round. Because in my position, it's three interviews, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard back from her yet. Oh my God, I'm really starting to get worried.
I'd shoot for the after Easter connection probably, you know, just I think she's interviewed several people or you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she needs to go over them all. Is it anything in like is it like studious or scholastic or is it educational
it is.
Or okay. All
it's,
right.
There's yeah. always learning in my job. Yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
know, you're very good at what you do and I can't imagine them not grabbing you for this. But you know what they say, if it doesn't happen, it's a blessing in disguise, but there is something coming down the pike for you that is educational and it's soon. You know, it does involve learning and study and all of that, you know, and building.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Everything I do, though, you have to study. So I can see why
yeah.
you would say that.
Yeah.
When, ma'am, I'm so sorry, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so worried about my finances. Can you pick up a timing when I'll be in a job?
Things get better. Well, okay, in a job, you know, in a job for sure within a couple of months. You know, I mean, I don't
I'll
see
settled.
It.
Oh, sorry,
yeah, yeah. I feel things will come in heavier in the fall. You'll really get into the groove of you know what it is you're doing and bringing in money and feeling better about your finances that way. Let me just see.
Not to hone in on been. Your reading, Lorraine, but I'm getting August for when she's going to be in a job. I don't know if it's the forever job or the keeping, you know, the job that's a keeper, but I'm getting August around there sometime.
Yeah, it felt like summer to me, too, you know.
I wonder if I'll get something in the interim. Just oh
well,
my
that's
God,
what
I
that's what I was wondering. Sometimes you get something and it's for a few months and then you leave it and you get something else.
I don't want to, but if I have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never been late for a bill, and starting in this May, it is going to be so tight for me. I'm so worried about my finances.
What is it you can do you think?
Well, I have a part-time job I'm working. I'm going to work more hours there, but my
yeah.
God, it's not half the salary. Do you see me? You don't see any ruin around me with my finances, do you?
I see change next year, though. So, I mean, it's a delicate issue with money. You know what I mean? And this year,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have ups and downs with it. But it gets good by like summer and fall. Definitely fall, something clicks in. Let me just see if I can hear anything
like
else.
Like in breathe, you mean?
Yeah, and you, I'm hearing for you that it's time to look at other possibilities and make changes because there are a lot of options and be open to that and also to be very positive and be an anti-worrier. So when you wake up in the morning, say I'm happily employed, I love my job, and just keep working at the affirmations. You're doing the right thing. You're going on interviews.
Do you think I have a good chance with this one interview I just went on?
That the second one?
Yeah.
It feels that way to me, yeah.
Okay. Because I could see why I shouldn't even be thinking down this line. if I got it and something else, because it's a 45-minute drive, but the pay is good, I would take it for that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, absolutely.
Right. Right.
And the woman was very nice. Anything else? I'm just worried. I'm worried out of my mind.
Yeah, well, you have to stop that because
mm-hmm.
it's just not going to do you any good. Money is coming this year for you. Employment is coming, and it's going to be okay.
Like I said, I'm not in ruin yet with my bills, but starting in May, it is going to be so tight.
Yeah, you have to not worry, Lorraine. I'm sorry, Sharon.
Sharon.
What you have to do is, even if you have to do what I've been doing lately, just to get my mind off of it and not to start to worry about finances, I go watch some bad TV, like some really crappy comedies and just bad.
I know.
You know, you have to sit there and laugh because it's so bad, but it gets your mind off the worry.
Did you see me getting a job in the interim before August?
You know, even this job that's coming up, this one that we're calling the number two spot, that might be a stepping stone to something else that I feel towards the end of the summer, early fall. Maybe you won't like the commute, but it's going to do something for you and lead to something else. Sometimes that happens.
You know
what I'm saying? But I really feel that work's coming for you. I feel you work hard on looking for it. And I would hear the phone ringing. I mean, I'm using visualization here. If I were you, I would try visualization, hearing the phone ringing, hearing somebody say, oh, you know, we'd love to have you come work for us. You've got the position. Just play that movie in your head so that you're helping the universe create that. Plus, send a rainbow to that woman. Keep praying for the woman that interviewed you. Now, don't put too much energy into it because, you know, you don't want to create something that maybe you're not supposed to get. You know, what I'm saying? But just, you know, send her light, help her to pick the best person for the job, and then you see how it is. You might not like it, you know, or you might love it, but you'll be working. You'll be working for sure.
And it'll be with something with education or something with learning. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, something you're going to be, maybe they're going to be teaching you something, and I just see study, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Study. Anything else? You mean in general? Let's just see. Okay. What was your first name again?
It's Sherry. That's okay.
Okay, Sherry.
I just want to hope to God I get something in the interim until I start. Oh, my gosh.
Well, don't hope. Make it happen. You know,
I know.
Don't sit there hoping. You know, every day there's a different way to bring something in. You just got to let go of stress. Is anybody pregnant in your family?
Not that I know of.
Is there a baby coming? All right. I don't know why I just felt that. But but let go of stress for you. You know, that can block it. You know what I'm saying? Really, you just want to see a rainbow coming from yourself to the word employment, happy employment, always happy and joyful and good. You know, I mean,
I know.
Get creative. You're going to hear a phone ring within the next week or so, really, you know, so.
You do feel that, don't you? I know.
I do. I think you feel it too. You're just afraid to allow yourself to be happy about feeling that. You know, it's scary. You don't want to, you know.
But the bottom line is I do have a good job at one of these three that I interviewed with, thank God. It's so competitive, and plus I'm middle-aged.
all those things that you feel are going to block this, write them down on paper, and then don't ever think about them or say them again. And just, I am fresh and ready for my new job. I am loving my new job. I'm getting ready for work. I'm working. is what keeps saying it.
Keep that movie rerunning and rerunning.
Yeah,
and
keep
rerunning
it going. Keep
head.
It going. And just demand it. Say, angels, come on. I demand this. I demand this, you know, if it takes too long, you know. Really, put your foot down and say, come on, let's go. I have to work. I'm ready. I'm ready to work.
Yeah,
but
no,
you cannot
fear to poke
stress.
And prod.
Yeah.
Gently,
oh,
but poke and prod. Come
yeah.
on, guys. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Sherry, good
Thank
luck.
You. Thank you, both of you. Have a nice evening, okay?
Right, you too.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's still unsure.
She's still like, really? But, you know, just tell me it's definitely going to happen. We've all been there. I mean, I'm going through a lot of that right now myself. I'm like, I'm dying. But like I said, that's why I watch bad TV. Mm-hmm. It's like, please, God, take this off of my mind because I'm going to cook it over and over again until it's just, you know,
like
toast.
A trashy novel, you know?
Yeah, so like, go watch bad TV. Do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, so talk about this book, Lorraine. Why did you write this book? It's called My Wingmen, right?
Yeah, well, since Archangel Michael and Raphael presented themselves first to me, I was always seemed to feel closest to those two. And they've just helped my life evolve so much. I dedicated the book to them, and I just love them so much, and they help me so much. And I want other people to know how wonderful they are, and if they can do these things for me, they can do these things for anyone. So I kind of put most of my stories in there. I tried to make them as short as I could because some of them are just so long, but I wanted to make everything very succinct and to the point and just get the fact out of what was going on, of what I was writing about, so that people could just move along with these angels and possibly see their life change, you know?
Yeah. It's amazing. It's just amazing.
Who would have thought angels were real? Who would have thought? I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, I have to tell you, I was giving a Reiki session once, and this is, I mean, I always knew there were angels and they existed, but like you said, who would have thought they were real?
Yeah.
I was giving a Reiki session, and all of a sudden, I was intensely, you know, focusing on this guy because he had a lot of emotional issues going on and stuff.
Right.
Mental and emotional. And while I was doing the Reiki, I'm like, I'm praying. I'm like, dear God, please help this poor soul because he's such a decent guy and he's having so many problems. Just help him. And all of a sudden, I heard this swooping sound and I'm like, what the heck? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm just going to keep doing this while the swooping goes on. And then I saw this bright white light. I saw these huge, and Lorraine, I mean, talking 8-9 feet, white figures.
Yeah.
And then I saw the robes and I saw the wings and I just saw bright white outline of a body with these big wings. And each one positioned himself at the four corners of my massage table.
Mm-hmm.
So now Rose is having a conversation with herself going, don't do anything. Just keep doing what you're doing. Calm down. Don't get excited. Mm-hmm. Don't freak out. Just keep doing. And it was like, that was an experience I will never forget. And from that day forward, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a definite. I'm convinced there are angels among us and they're here to help.
And it's amazing how they get involved with Reiki.
Oh yeah, I mean,
you know that they're very involved with Reiki, and when you're laying down and you're seeing these angels surrounding you like that, you know, there you are talking to yourself in your head, and I don't think there's anybody out there that wouldn't be saying the same thing. Like, I cannot believe what I'm seeing right now, because I've been there.
Yeah, a lot of times, angel guides of clients of mine, as I'm doing the Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see these guys. Like the other day I had a woman on the table and this one little angel came walking the front of her body and I'm like, oh my God. And when I told her after the session, she's like, oh yeah. She said, that's my angel. Her name is whatever her name was. And it's amazing. And they keep coming in. I mean, I know there's a form of Reiki called angelic Reiki and I have a friend who took it, but I said to him, you know, I got to tell you, you really don't need to do this angelic Reiki thing because I know I've been practicing Usui Reiki from the beginning of time, and that's generally the Reiki I always use, even though I'm a Karuna master and a Komyo Reiki Kai master. But just regular Reiki, they will appear. If they've got to be there, they have a message to you, they're supposed to be there, you're going to see them. They're going to work with you.
Yeah, once you're involved in Reiki, it just spills over into all of it, I think, you know.
Yeah, because you're opening up that channel. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think once you open up that channel, you know, and if it's for, you know, positive and good results, then all that's good is going to come flowing in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I also wanted to touch with you a little bit about the concept of heaven and how you feel also about death. What about when someone dies? I have my opinions, but I want to hear yours.
Well, Earth is evolving into a heavenly state. That's what I feel. We're in the process of that happening. You know, that's, you know, I could see the future, and it's beautiful, and it's cleaner, and it's more peaceful, and it's, you know, it's out there for everyone. It'll happen faster the more everyone connects with their own inner God, inner divinity, because it happens one person at a time. You know, as the saying goes, peace happens with one person at a time. But this life is going to change. The world is going to change, and it's always going to be here. You know, it's not going to disappear. So heaven is where I am now.
Right,
I'm always
right.
there. You know, the Creator didn't leave His place of residence to make Earth. You know, He didn't travel somewhere far, far away and make Earth. You know, He made it where He was. So, or she made it where she was, or whatever. You know, whoever did all this, we're all in the same place. A lot of different
right.
avenues and areas. Now, death is the next minute. It's the next second. That's all it is. It's complete consciousness. You know, you never lose it. And the body is just gone, and that ball of light that's in you, that energy, is breathing in and of itself. You know, it's vibrating. And it's my opinion that when many people die, they just look down at themselves and they're in complete shock that they're sitting in that chair, no longer moving. And for many people, it takes a while for them to just get that they've just passed, because it's just not what people think it is. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it took my dad. It was funny. It took my dad about 6 months after he passed. And he came to me in a dream like 6 months later. And he's like, Ro, I just want to do this. And if I can just do that, and I want to take care of this and do that and do this. And I said, Dad, you can't do any of this because you're dead. And he said, in the dream, like, he looked at me in shock. He said, I'm dead? You mean I'm really dead? I'm like, yeah, you're really dead. You're not here on this plane anymore. And he's like, oh, okay, I got it. And he realized, you know.
Well, that's great that you got to tell him that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was amazing because I kind of like right after he died, it was weird. In the living room, when I was at my mom's house in the living room, I saw this figure of a man, like almost like an empty glass, and it was filling up with golden colored sand. And when it got to the top, I noticed the hat form was the same kind of hat my father would wear. And I thought, wow, I wonder if that's my father's spirit, the energy, what have you. But that was right after he crossed over. This dream came 6 months afterwards, so God knows where Dad was, you know.
Was his death a surprise to him? How did he die?
No, he died from cancer, and he had it. He was suffering with it about a year before he died. But then again, my father was one of those people where, you know, if he didn't believe it or he didn't accept it, it wasn't happening.
Right.
Maybe it was a surprise to him, you know. That,
Did he believe in an afterlife?
I don't know. He always called himself an atheist, but who knows?
Ah.
I mean, he came from a very religious family, a very Catholic Italian family. So who knows with Dad, you know?
Well, that's probably why you had to tell him if since he didn't see another, somebody like you or somebody like me that knows and has this belief and is in that energy all the time like we are. I'm sure as long as I know that I'm dying, an accident that would take me by surprise, then I might be buffered from knowing I was dead for a while. But if you have more awareness when you're more aware here of when you pass, I feel, and what's going on over there. Because that's why it's so good to do the work here and to open up the spirit here now so that we can really smoothly cross over. And, you know, I want to know. I want to be aware. I don't want to find out, you know, that I'm dead 6 months after I'm dead, you know?
Right.
Like, you know
what I think sometimes, I mean, I know me, when we're born, we don't really remember that moment of birth. And if somebody says they do, I'm kind of skeptical because it's like, yeah, I remember I was there and there were bright lights and they were cleaning me off and I remember my birth. I think when we die, the same is true. You go to a, you know, you're going in between dimensions. I mean, because before birth, the soul was there. So, like, you don't remember coming in. I really think that when you go out, like you said, you might go out and at that time look down on yourself and say, oh, yeah, wow, that's me. I'm dead. Okay, off I go to do what it is I'm doing in whatever dimension. But you don't, after a while, I would imagine, remember it. But the energy continues to live on because that's what we are. When you really bring it down and break it down, we're all energy.
Yeah, and I think the death process and what happens when you cross over is just so different for so many different people depending on where they are at, what they know, their awareness. There's a lot of variables in what's going on, you know.
Exactly, exactly. You got another caller here.
Okay.
Hi, 718, you're on Violet Reiki Radio with Rose and Lorraine.
Good evening, Violet Rose. Good evening, Lorraine. One of my favorite subjects, psychics and angels and mediums. I have a few comments and a quick story I will share about angels. I know the work you do, Lorraine. I've been doing it all my life from a very young age. Rose knows me many years, over 30 years. I'm also one of her Reiki students. I decided to take late in life, but very happily so. I decided to take Reiki with Rose. People bugged me for years. Oh, you know, and I was always busy running my church, spiritualist church, and mediumship and psychic development classes and all that. And we had a Reiki class right in my building, but they were at the same time I was holding services. But anyway, moving on past that, my comment was that it's hard doing the work we do to be empathetic and psychic and perceptive. And we want to be honest with people, but sometimes tough love is also necessary, and when people call in as they have this evening, or I'm sure in your private practice, and you have to tell them sometimes, you know, it's just not going to work, or that relationship is not going to be, or the person has somebody else, it's a very tough thing. It breaks our hearts. We almost don't want to tell, but we don't want to lie to people also. And one of the ladies that called in, I just want to reassure she's listening, Sherry, she's going to be fine. You were so on the money. This is going to be a very good year for her. She may land one job and then reach the pinnacle of her life. She's going to do so well in this coming year, this latter year into the early part of next year. She's going to be fine. I know it's stressful and worried about money. I've been through that and did that myself. My angel story was many years ago, and I think Rose might remember this, when I was president of an organization, a very renowned, one of the oldest spiritualist organizations in the United States. I was president, and there was like a coup of very negative, envious, jealous people. You can't believe it happens in a religious organization, but it does. And they wanted to oust me out for whatever reason or reasons. And all my life, I was very prayerful and devoted to Michael the Archangel. So I prayed. I left the podium. They were convening for a meeting. They were going to, you know, get me out of office. I prayed. I came back in on that podium, and I tell you, and I kid you not, Lorraine, there were maybe 7, 6, 8, I can't remember, 7, 9 foot tall, like Rose spoke about earlier, angelic beings. A silver, gold light, so tall, I was amazed, and I just felt so loved and so protected and so, you know, just convinced and calm and assured that all was going to be well. Well, they counted the votes, they cast the votes, I was in. They could not oust me out. They re-voted for me, the whole congregation, the whole General Assembly, whatever. So that's only one of many stories. So I want to commend your work. I know the work. I know what you do. I don't know you personally, but just listening to your voice and by your vibration, you know your stuff. You're a beautiful soul, and keep up the good work. And if I can get out or order, perhaps I would like a copy of your book and read more about what your experiences and what you put down. And, of course, Rose, you know I love you. Dearly, I listen to your show faithfully every week, and this is by far one of the best so far. So I will shut up.
Cool.
Comments. Oh, maybe before I go, maybe you have something you can tell me, Lorraine.
So are you a medium?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're so good at it. I mean, it just came up so quick with you. And Do you do that all the time?
Yes, all my life, since the age of 9, probably since 13. Actually, I'll be 65 next month.
Oh, wow.
I've been doing this all my life.
Yes, you are a born medium, and it's a beautiful thing. Let me just see what else I can tell you here. Hang on.
You know what, Lorraine? That's how I met him. I went to Joseph 31 years ago to find out if my father was going to pass away, because when I spoke to the surgeon, they said, we got the whole tumor, and he had a tumor in his colon, and I'm clairaudient, so I heard, no, they didn't, and I said, oh, God, I need to get confirmation. I need someone, and the recommendation came up to go to Joseph, and the rest is history. That's how we came together and became friends, and 31 years later, we're still here.
That's beautiful. I'm also hearing for you, problem resolved.
Okay.
And
I don't know which one, but there are a few of them, but okay, I'll accept that. Yes.
Do you have a son?
No, not biologically. I have many godchildren and nieces and nephews and great nieces and great nieces and nephews, but not biologically, no.
And are you a vegetarian by any chance? Or
I think about it often, but no, I'm Italian, honey.
Okay.
No, we eat sausage and meatballs and lasagna, and no, I eat and drink a lot of wine. No, by no means. I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of Italian greens, broccoli, but I'm not a vegetarian. I should be, but I'm not. I thought about it.
I feel like when you eat more vegetables or have a vegetable day once a week, your mediumship would just be stronger.
Could be. I could agree. Yeah, I would say yeah.
I
think things that are alive. I eat a lot of fruit. I do like vegetables.
Yeah,
salad
and
night on the grill.
I can't
digest roughage and raw. But cooked vegetables, any kind of greens, I love. In fact, today I just made a big, big stack of zucchini fritters. I don't know if you know what that is about that, but grated zucchini with eggs and flour and cheese and pepper and salt and garlic and pepper. It's not always the best thing, but it's healthy. It's green, zucchini.
I need to send you my recipe for kale and quinoa. That would be a good meal.
Well, that's good. I've had that. I've made kale and carrot and potatoes.
Do you have a pet?
No. I've been wanting one so bad, but you know what? My health-wise, I can't walk as well anymore, and I can't get around. I have serious hip problems, osteoporosis, and all that. I don't want to get a pet and not be able to care for it. I have two upstairs. I babysit my niece's two dogs, but I can't really walk them anymore or do anything like that.
I'm just asking because there is this feeling of a son or a little boy or someone younger than you that is around you that
maybe
I don't
just
know.
He had a cat. He had a beautiful Siamese.
I had a cat.
Tail.
I had a bulldog. No, but as far as a son, you're right. I'll tell you why. You might be picking up. I have a very close relationship with my goddaughter's 11-year-old son.
Oh, okay.
And you know, he has a father, of course, and a mother and family. But the kid loves me, and I kind of like tutor him, and he has like ADDH, something like that, or whatever it is. I don't know what they call it. But anyway, but he's a lovely soul, beautiful young man, and he takes me and he calls me Uncle Joe, and I'm always around him, and we just love each other. I have a great fondness for the kids.
He's watched over very closely.
Yeah, he does respect. He thinks, he knows I'm an ordained minister. He thinks I'm a priest, and I always tell him, no, I'm not a Catholic priest, Andrew. I'm a minister, but I'm not a priest. But anyway, he says, Uncle Joey's a priest. He tells his father, Uncle Joey's a holy man.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so that might be who you're picking up, but I have no biological child.
I have
fathered many children, spiritually.
Yeah,
mothered and fathered many children in my 65 years.
Of course you have, course.
Well,
I
think it's
you,
wonderful what you do, honey, and I hope more people jump on the bandwagon. Like I said, I've had experience with angels all my life. Michael the Archangel and I have a great friendship and a great, great, great bond. I don't have the time to explain it to you, but I'm sure you understand it.
Yes, I do.
When I tell you, Michael and I are like, we're two gumbares, in Italian gumbares? We're two gumbares, me and Michael, yes. And that's my middle name, Michael. I took that in confirmation also.
Right. Appropriately.
Yes, exactly. But thank you, Lorraine. Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
The work. Rose, I love you, and thank you for the work and giving the opportunity of the public to learn so much from your broadcast, your shows every week. They're so informative and uplifting, and I love you guys, and I will continue to listen. Thank you for taking my call. God bless you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Yeah, that's how I met Joseph. It was like,
wow.
I need somebody. And one of my friends said, yeah, you know, call this guy Gypsy Joe. He reads cards. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, he's such a clear medium. It's cool.
He is. And I've worked with him, and he's fantastic. Matter of fact, he was the one that said to me, because I used to go to seances with him, and he was part of my spiritual development. And I say to him, I've got this headache. Every time I do these things with you, I get these headaches that they're driving me crazy. He said, did you get any messages to someone that you didn't tell them about? I'm like, well, yeah, but they don't make any sense. And he said, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Whatever you get, you tell the person. They'll figure it out. Let them take it home and think about it, and they'll figure it out. And it may not make sense to you, but it makes sense to them. So thank
it's
God
true.
because I was getting these headaches that were unbelievable. Now if I get something for someone, I'll tell them, look, you might not connect with it now or know what I'm talking about or think I'm out of my mind, but I have to tell you this. Exactly.
Yeah. And the longer you do it, the easier it gets to say stuff like that to complete strangers even. And then you just have to.
It does. We got another call here, Lorraine. Let's see who this is.
Sure.
Hi, 504.
Hi, my name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi,
Debbie. You're on with Rose and Lorraine.
Oh, good. Thank you. I was listening. Decided to call.
Okay.
My energy's been kind of weird, and I'm sure everybody's saying that with all the
a lot of changes
and stuff.
Yeah,
and I've been told that a lot of changes are coming, and I don't know. I was just thinking about residents and seeing if you see anything like that.
What is your birthday?
It's February 12th.
Okay. Have you been wanting to move?
No, I just have questions, like feeling like it could, like, you know, whether I live in an apartment, should I maybe, I mean, financially I can't, but I'm thinking of the future, would a house be good or just stay where I am or moving with my boyfriend? It's just been something that kind of comes up and bothers me.
How do you feel about where you're living right now?
It's okay. A lot of things need to be fixed, and I'm clearing a lot here.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's more of a move in a couple of years, not so much right now. I get a really busy year for you next year, though.
Okay.
Very, very busy next year.
Okay.
Let me see what else I'm picking up on. Something about that... There's something right now, I don't know, what do you do for work?
Well, work's changing too. I'm a vendor, and I have like three different jobs, and they're very much changing. go ahead. No, you go first.
Well, I'm hearing whatever you want to do will work out for you. In other words, right now, it's just perfect time. If there's something that you really want, you can make it happen. So any project that you begin would literally turn to gold for you, would be valuable.
Wow.
It will make money. And I keep saying that it's the right time to move forward, because if you are feeling a change, you're just ready for that. There's also, are you taking a vacation at all anytime soon?
I'd like to. I've been getting the message to.
it feels like you really should, because during that getaway, you're going to really get clear on what it is you want to do regarding living conditions and work and all of that.
Okay.
It almost feels like you could have done this a couple of years ago, but you just were a little scared. But now you're just ripe to do the changes that you wanted to do.
Okay. Yeah, I want to learn healing and write a book. And there's so many that, they just keep coming. You get overwhelmed.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. Well, don't overwhelm yourself. It's so good to, like, make a list of these things so you've got them down. You know, make the list as long as maybe 10 different things that you want to do. And then just focus on one or two and do it.
Okay.
And just start to do it. The book, for sure, just start writing, you know, and just write and write and write, you know, write a page a day even until it's finished. And then you'll just rewrite it until it becomes a complete book.
Yeah, I wrote like about five pages already.
Yeah, well, that's
it's pain.
Yeah, that's the hardest part is doing those first few pages. So the fact that you did it, all they keep saying is now is the time for her. You know, ready or not, here she comes. Like, it's very humorous in my head. But this is when you're going to do it, you know. And not so much to think about what you don't want to do, but you have to think about what you want to do. You have a lot of goodies on your plate. It's like this delicious, amazing buffet on your plate, and you don't know what to eat first. There's so many delicious things. There's not one thing on your plate that is not to your liking. Everything there is just great. I think you can handle it all. Yeah.
Okay. My boyfriend lives next door to me. That's why the living arrangements are odd, but it works for him. You know, then I wonder if maybe I should be living right next door to him.
And who is this person you're living next door to?
My boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I think that's going to change.
That's bad.
Yeah. That might change. You know, you're an author. They're telling me you're an author.
You're
an author. That's what they're saying. So that there really is a book inside of you, and you really have to, I think that's the top priority. That's going to be number one. You're very creative, too, so it's going to be very delightful to read. Just you have to just watch your balance, meaning your moods, you know, like up or down.
Yeah
you just have to really watch that, you know.
I'm going to have to be the bearer of bad news again, but my queue is piling up, and I want to get to the last couple of calls before the end of the show.
Okay.
So I'm going to move on. But Debbie,
good luck with your book.
You can find Lorraine on Facebook, and you can also find her at archangelreader.com.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Wow, great energy.
Yeah.
All of your callers were beautiful, really.
Yeah. Hi, 928. Thank you for being so patient.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Do I ask a question or?
Yeah. What is your name, honey?
Alfina.
Okay. Do you have a question, Alfina?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What?
I'm stuck between two people right now, and I'm wondering which is a better relationship for me.
Good. And what is your birthday?
December 8th.
Okay. It feels like you're going to be leaving both of them to me. It feels like next year is going to be very different. Your thoughts about that there are two men, is that it?
Yes. Do I give you their initials or?
Do you have their birthdays by any chance?
Yes.
It's funny because I heard flip
the
a coin.
The first is April 16th. The second is June 21st.
Okay, April 16th, huh? And June 21st.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you like both of these, both. You feel like, I mean, there could be a relationship with either of these two?
Really want to explain my whole situation.
Okay.
You know, I just kind of want,
The 416, he's got some hard stuff to overcome. I don't know if he's addicted to anything, but he's just got addictive tendencies when I feel that energy.
No.
Well, don't be so sure because you could be addicted to too much computer. There's something he does to cope that's not entirely healthy.
I've actually known him for years, and he doesn't have an addictive nature. So
there's nothing that he does too much of that's really, you know.
No.
Okay. And the 621. I don't feel the energy of either of these for you as anybody long term.
I have to agree with Lorraine. I'm not getting that either of these is really the guy for you, honey. I think you should just say, universe, bring me what is for my highest and best good, And
actually, I do believe one of them is the one. So, yeah. But you're entitled to your opinions. So, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, she should follow her intuition. You know, if she has a strong belief inside of her that one of them is the one, then she should try and cultivate that.
Yeah.
Yes,
she's got to go with it. Let me see if I can squeeze one more in.
Yeah, just go with it. Yeah.
Let's see if we can do this. 631, you're on with Rose and Lorraine.
Hey, this is Bill. Hi, bro.
Hi, Bill. Be Bill Pratt?
Shush, you're not supposed to use my last name here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just calling. It was good to hear you guys tonight, and I just want to know what I need to hear tonight. How's
what
that?
Does Bill need to hear tonight? Bill, you give the best messages ever. I mean, you just do. But let's see. There's something about they're saying goodbye to the old, hello to the new for you.
Go, Bill.
And something like you finished one part of something and now there's a second part beginning. Is there a change happening with you?
Well, let's put it this way. I know the changes I want to make.
Yeah.
They're not manifesting. They're not, the money to back them up isn't happening.
And how come I'm hearing to practice, practice, and practice? To polish your skills and talent, it will increase your confidence. That's what I'm hearing in my head. Does that make any sense? Let me pull up another one for you.
I'll just have to think about that one.
Yeah, think about that one. This is something that you need to put more time into, maybe. But for sure, a big, like, goodbye to the old and hello to the new. It's because the time is right for you too, Bill. And the thing is that you have prayed for help and strength, and you just have to trust and believe that it's going to come.
All right.
You know, just Let heaven help. Let them step in for you. You want to tell us what it is you're looking to do? Or is it private?
It's pretty private. It's
okay.
Not that
all
private.
Righty. All right.
That's something I want to open the door on right
okay.
now.
Okay. All
you
right.
only have 2 minutes remaining.
I know.
Well, you know, there's something positive down the road that you can't see right now, but so don't lose faith. Just it's, you know, something is going to happen. You just can't see it yet.
Okay.
All right. So just hang in there. I think they're gonna. What's your birthday?
11/14.
11/14.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's one of those Scorpio people. 90 seconds, Lorraine.
All right.
No rush.
when this does happen and you start really soaring, you know, and changing, you know, expect to lose a few people that are going to think that you think you're all that, okay?
Oh, that keeps going on all the time.
Yeah. It's going to happen more, but it's just because you're flying high, but eventually you'll be inspiring them. They won't be jealous. You'll inspire them to do what they need to do for their lives. So you're setting a good example. But just have faith because something's going to pop.
Okay. Yeah,
that's good, okay?
Thanks, Lori.
All right, Bill.
Thanks
you're
for
amazing.
Calling
I love you.
Love you.
Guys.
Love you, Bill.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, Lorraine, thank you so much for doing this with me tonight. I'm so sorry we're rushed. I've got 31 seconds here by my clock. And
right, so say your goodbyes.
Absolutely great. I'm going to have you on again. And,
sure.
Thank you so much. People, you can find Lorraine on Facebook. You can also find her at archangelreader.com. And her book, My Wingman, I know it's on Amazon.
Yep. It's everywhere. You can get it anywhere, really.
It's everywhere. Well, thank you all, those of you
thank
who
you.
Called in the chat room. And next week I'm going to be doing intuition, and I will be doing readings. And see y'all then.
Bye.
Thank you.